One of the most heartbreaking parts of my work is the number of people that I work with that don't feel heard. And it's bigger than just the people I work with. It's a huge problem across the globe. People don't feel heard. And there are massive ramifications when people don't feel heard. That's what we're talking about on today's episode. I hope you'll join me because I'm on a mission to change that starting right now. Don't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Tracy Goodwin, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope that you're having a great year so far. Thank you for being a subscriber and your downloads and your shares. And thank you for your reviews. I really appreciate them and they help me so much in the search rankings. And as I said, I am going to read some of the reviews, give shout outs here on the show. So I want to read a quick review from J.D. Stein. Thank you so much, J.D., for this lovely review. As a fellow podcaster, Tracy's podcast is extremely helpful in showing us how we can better use our voice to connect to our listeners. I particularly enjoy her solo shows where I can listen to her explain the voice techniques and listen to her use them at the same time. I highly recommend this show if you want to improve how you communicate. So thank you, JD. And I think that's so funny. I love that review because I have to tell you, when I work with people, so many times they'll say, I went and listened to your episode to hear how you do that. Because sometimes voice regulation, regulating those five elements, well, it's a whole new world. It's totally, totally mind-bending. And you can get it, and you want to get it, because it is those five elements of vocal variety that have the power, have the ability, are the tool that touches people on an emotional level. And that's all in the voice. And that's what we want, to captivate people, to compel them to take action, to connect with them. You have to touch them emotionally. So if you're scared and you're keeping your voice locked down, keeping it flat, not having vocal variety, that's not good. That's not what we want. And we want to free your voice. We really do. Today, I'm going to talk about why you don't feel heard, but I have to tell you a little bit about the documentary I'm doing. And I was just out, and I was just talking to someone, and we were talking about the power of changing the voice story, healing the voice story, because you've been carrying around this story since you were very, very little. And the freedom that can come from writing a new story. And we started talking about this because I was talking about the documentary I'm going to start working on this year. And if you haven't heard me mention it yet, I would love to hear your stories. When it comes to not feeling heard, and I'll talk more about this in this whole episode, but every client, are the majority of the clients that have come to me over the last 28 years, one of the core issues in the voice story is that they don't feel heard. And I've studied this and I've watched it and I'm putting it on film. I would love to hear your stories. If you are one of those people that at some point in your life or maybe your entire life have not felt heard, I'd love to hear from you. And I'll put the link in the show notes where you can go and find out what I need and how to send. It's a video of your story with some specific information. But I became fascinated with this many years ago. And I've had this documentary on my mind for a couple of years now. And I'm telling you first, podcast listeners, I want to hear from you first before I really start doing big call to actions. I want to hear your stories and I want to hear the repercussions, the ramifications of not feeling heard. Maybe it was from your parents. Maybe it was from a boss. Maybe it was from a spouse. You know, if I'm talking to you. What I became fascinated with a couple of years ago, I had always been fascinated with the concept that people don't feel heard. One, because the majority of my clients, that is part of why they struggle to get their voice out, why they aren't confident, why they can't get what they want in life, because that's part of their story. The other part of it, my story. I wasn't allowed to be heard, much less feel heard. Nobody wanted to hear my voice. And so it's really always been the core of the psychology of the voice, a big part of the core. But I started paying attention to something a few years back, and that was the ramifications of not feeling heard. And that is really a big core of the documentary. And I'm not going to reveal too much, but there is a whole lot that we see in our world today with regards to anger and rage and violence that stems from not being heard. And so I'm super excited about it. And I want part of the documentary will be me talking. Part of it will be me interviewing people, everything from homeless people on Skid Row to CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, all that have not felt heard. And then the documentary will also have lots of video footage of people that listen to the show, people that have been clients, talking about when they didn't feel heard and what came out of that. If you're interested, click the link and you'll see exactly what information I need to know. But it's a huge problem. And that's what I want to talk about today. I have really come to grips with that is the core of my message now. Yes, it's all about voice. Yes, it's all about freeing voices and making voices captivating. It's the same work that I've always done. It's still healing the psychology of the voice story, but it is getting you a voice, getting your voice back, because you always had it. You were born with it, taking you back to that voice that you can use and feel heard. Not only feel heard, but command the space. Now, what's fascinating is that we live in a time, social media, email, video, Instagram, it's everywhere. It is everywhere. Facebook Live, YouTube, more platforms than ever in the history of my life to be heard. Yet, no one feels heard. We're in the biggest tragedy of people feeling heard in the time when there is the most opportunity to be heard. And so everybody is acting out and screaming out and shouting, and it is nothing but noise. Well, and some people aren't saying anything at all. So we need to change that. Part of it is people don't listen, no doubt. Part of it is people don't listen. People are, and I don't mean this mean, but let's just call it what it is. There are a whole lot of people on this earth that are pretty self-absorbed. And they're quite busy thinking about themselves, and they're not listening. That's a big part of it. Now, there's more to the story. There's so much more to the story, and it lies in the psychology of the voice. It started... Why you don't feel heard, if you don't feel heard, is it's the psychology of the voice. It goes all the way back. You were 3, you were 5, you were 7. From the very first statement, from the very first time you were told to shut up, I don't want to hear your voice, you internalized that. Your subconscious mind said, I got this. Don't worry. We're going to shut your voice down. I have heard stories, 28 years of stories. I worked with a woman one time and she said her voice was very stuck. And we were talking about her psychology of the voice story, as we always do. It ends up being, working with me ends up being a little bit like talk therapy in some ways. And in the middle of a session, she said, I know what it was. I know what it was that shut my voice down. And I said, what was it? And she said, it was when my father told me that the sound of my voice made him want to kill himself. Yeah, that'll do it. And it doesn't have to be that extreme. It could be hush. It could be shut up. It could be stop talking. And the tone in which it is delivered in, by whom it is delivered, in what scenario, makes your subconscious mind shut your voice down. You internalize, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And we build on that in life. You get shut down in a meeting. You get shut down by a spouse or a mate. You get shut down by a friend. You get shut down by a neighbor. And so what happens to that voice that used to flow freely and you used to be able to express yourself with vigor, even if you are shy and an introvert, layers start piling on. And then comes people-pleasing, and then comes perfectionism, and then comes getting the words right, and all of that stuff piles up and piles up. And the result is your sound is completely locked down, and you wonder, why would I even talk anyway? Nobody's listening. And that's the tragedy. I worked with a man a number of years ago, and he said, I don't really even talk anymore because I'm always cut off. Somebody made you believe your voice didn't matter at some point in your life, and it got compounded. You had a bad experience. It's compounded by people who don't listen. They cut you off. They don't do what you ask them to do. You don't get respect. You don't get what you want. People are on their phones when you talk to them. Little by little, your voice gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then stuck. And all of this could happen even in your childhood, or it could progress layer by layer by layer over your entire life. But what you're left with is the inability to ask for what you want, the inability to get what you want, the inability to have confidence in your speaking voice because nobody's listening, because you saw that experience. It happened. It was a bad experience when they cut you off. It was a bad experience when they didn't respect your wishes. So that's your proof. That is the proof you're looking at. Well, I wasn't allowed to speak. Well, I was cut off. Well, I didn't get the promotion. I didn't ask with enough vigor. She didn't go out with me. That is your proof, and you've laid that into your muscle memory. So you've internalized it, and you've laid it into your muscle memory, yet you're smart. And so in your mind, you're going, why can't I do this? I want to do that. Why can't I do it? Because you need different proof. And the only way you're going to get different proof is to change what's in your muscle memory. Your mind can never deliver what's not laid into your voice. But as soon as you get that proof, everything starts to change. And all of a sudden, you start getting their attention. You start being heard. That comes back to you. What's been coming back is nobody's listening, everybody's on their phone, people are cutting you off, they're not doing, on and on we go. You shift what's happening in your voice, you put out a different product, you get a different product back. You've got new proof. Maybe I could be heard. Maybe they are listening. And that's what we ultimately want, because one, you're not being who you are. You're not using your voice, and your voice is the ultimate expression of who you are. you're not getting what you want. You're not saying what you want. You're tempering everything, and that is exhausting. Well, just let it go. Well, I just can't have that. Well, I guess I don't. I guess I won't ask for it. And you're scared because you see your life slipping away, and you know it's your voice that's keeping you from getting the life you want because nobody's listening, and so you don't feel heard. Sometimes this can even go into depression. I've had people that have come to me that really said struggled at times in their life with depression, anger, resentment, rage, huge in not feeling heard. Now, we're going to start talking about extreme cases in a lot of ways when we start talking about rage. But my research is showing me it goes all the way back to I wasn't heard. Powerful stuff, right? You say things, you do things, you regret them, you're acting out in ways that change the trajectory of your life because you don't feel heard. Now, that might be doing something to try and get attention, doing something negative, whatever it takes to be heard. I'll drink a little more, I'll be a little louder, I'll do it like this. But yet you're still not heard because all of that is vocal masks. Or maybe you're not saying anything at all, which is generally the case with my clients. But in the documentary, in my research, I see that in the world, it can become very damaging, very volatile. Drinking too much, shouting too much, rage. So we've got this pendulum. We've got this pendulum, these extremes to get people's attention. I just won't say anything. I'll just give up on their attention. I guess I just won't have what I want because I can't ask for it, or I'm going to destroy everything because I can't have what I want, because I can't ask for it, because nobody's listening. So what do we do? Well, I don't know about the world yet. I'm working on that. I haven't figured that one out completely, how I can take on the world. But when it comes to you, what can you do? Well, you can put out a different product. And I mentioned this in one of the other episodes. One of the first things that you can do is you can figure out what you're afraid of. First and foremost, know that this is not a deficit. Not feeling heard, not being able to deliver your voice in such a way that you are heard is not a deficit. I mean, it is because it's keeping you from getting what you want, but it's not your fault because it's part of your story. We just have to rewrite the story by putting a different product out. I had a conversation with a man today and he said, "You can really do this." Really struggling, just, you know, really on the brink of, I think I'm going to have to change careers because there was so much fear and there was so much doubt and there was so much not wanting conflict. And it was all coming out in the voice. And I said, I've been doing this for 28 years. But it was hard to believe that there could be a different story. But there can be. Just like you can write a different story in your health. You know, you're not eating healthy. You change the story. You don't exercise. You change the story. You stay up late. You start going to bed early. You change the story. You never read. You change the story in everything. This story happens to involve muscle memory. So like I mentioned in the other episode, figure out what you're afraid of. No, it's your part of your story. Now, if you can come up with what was it in your story, that's even better. Oh yeah, it was the time. It happens all the time when I'm working with people. Out of the middle of nowhere, they'll freeze and they'll say, I know what it was. And they'll remember. It was that time in high school. It was that time when I was 5. Oh, well, I was raised this way. It was a teacher in second grade. And then you can really wrap your mind around that's part of a story. That was an event that caused something to happen. I remember when I had a really bad car wreck, really bad. And I wasn't planning to drive again because I was so afraid. That event caused me to never want to drive again. There was tremendous fear. I drive all over the place. I changed the story. So what is the fear? List the fears. I'm afraid of what people are going to think. I'm afraid I sound stupid. I'm afraid, you know, go back and listen to that episode. I believe that was the episode on using your voice. And then make up this list and ask this question to every item on that list. Is this true? And you're going to find that the majority of the answers are no. And the ones that are yes, look at them and see if there's an action you can take to change that from a yes to a no. But start with baby steps. First of all, know more than anything in the whole wide world, you deserve to be heard. Every human on earth deserves to be heard. And it is catastrophically damaging to us when we are not. Just this year, and I spoke about it in another episode, just this year, I got put in a position where I was not allowed to be heard. And it took me back. Everybody deserves to be heard. Know that. That doesn't mean everybody's going to listen, but let's talk about worth here. Know that you deserve to be heard. Your feelings, dreams, goals, desires, wants, needs, all of it. Your anger, your frustration, your sadness, all of it deserves to be heard. It's a worth thing. You just have to pick who you're going to share those bits with. If you've got somebody in your life that you know isn't going to listen, don't talk to them and then get frustrated when you don't feel heard. If it's across the board, it's a voice issue. We need to address that. We need to unstick your voice and get it flowing out so you can put out a different product. But know that you deserve to feel heard. Know that it has to do with the product that you're putting out. Know that it could have to do with the person who's not listening. So start with baby steps. Who is one person, a simple, easy person, not the most challenging person on your list, that you could start expressing some words to? I think of a spouse, maybe. I think of that story I tell all the time. Where do you want to go for dinner? Oh, I don't care. When you really know where you want to go. The next time, where do you want to go for dinner? I want to go have Chinese food at that new place down on the corner. Let's go. And sit through the uncomfortable feeling of using your voice. Because that feeling of not being heard has recoiled your voice. So when using your voice, it's going to be potentially uncomfortable. Start small, like that. Using your voice is very related to boundaries, which is very related to worth. If we just don't say anything, what we're basically saying is, you can treat me however you want because I don't matter. And you do. Everybody does. Your voice is your expression. Your voice is you. Your voice is how we determine everything about you. It's how we know who you are and what you love and what you dislike and what makes you sad and happy and what your passion is and what your brilliance is. If you can't use your voice, we can never know you. And I know why you're not using it, because somewhere along the way you started feeling not heard. So they go hand in hand, they go together. So we can't just stay stationary and stuck in, I'm not going to use my voice because nobody listens anyway. You have to start using your voice differently. And sometimes that means simply start using your voice. Sure, you can add in all the captivating flair that I love to teach, and we'll get to that. But for now, for this moment, I want you to know that you deserve to be heard, and I want you to start using your voice. And at the end of the day, in this moment, it doesn't matter if they're listening, because this isn't about them. It's about you and using your voice first, getting it out there, getting comfortable with getting it out there, getting a different response back. People will start to listen, and then you will start to feel heard again. Don't go through any more of your life not feeling heard. Don't miss out on any more opportunities that could be yours if you could use your voice, because everybody deserves to be heard. So we're going to start with knowing it's part of our story. We're going to make that list. We're going to address those fears, and then we're going to start expressing ourselves in small ways with safe people. From there, we'll build to expressing ourselves in more challenging situations and how we're going to use our voice, the tone, the vocal variety, all of those bits. And piece by piece, we're going to be putting a different product out. But first, we have to get your sound flowing. And a great way to get that sound flowing is to do a video talking about how you didn't feel heard. I'd love to see them, even if you don't want to be in the documentary. How about you do me up a video? That's a great idea. I just thought about that. Send in a video. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your story about when you didn't feel heard. I'm also going to do a voicemail challenge, leaving voicemails. I've got that coming up pretty soon, so be on the lookout for that. I'll get to hear your voice that way. But I'd love for you to share your story with me. If you don't feel heard, if there has been a time in your life when you didn't feel heard, click that link in the show notes and let me hear your story. All right? So that's it for today. That wraps up the not feeling heard and using your voice combo. We're going to, you know, I'm doing a lot of foundational elements here at the beginning of the year, but I'm about to dive into a series with a lot of questions that have been sent in, answering those questions. If you have questions, please send them to me over at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And then we're going to do a big, big series on storytelling and voice. Lots of other good things on the way. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.